Brock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
All right, we got to get to it because there's so much to talk about. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, man,
hey,
I need something good to drink. We got you covered because you stocked up. Bud Distributing. Boom.
Honestly, dude, it's not much I haven't over the weekend in sports. I got Notre Dame's women college basketball. Notre Dame 74. They beat Boston College.
That's what I meant. 64-61. That's what I meant by a big sports weekend right there.
Freshman Olivia Miles. She poured in a career high 30 points. All right, Brock. I'm just kidding.
What an idiot.
I'm just kidding.
You're so dumb.
No, I know. There's some huge things happening over the weekend. And nothing against the women's basketball over there, but. NFL was huge, and the games were extremely exciting. And damn, let's start with the Bengals and the Chiefs. No, you know what? No, let's do it in order. The Niners and the Rams yesterday. Rams beat the Niners 20-17. Los Angeles Rams rallied from a 10-point deficit fourth quarter to secure a spot in Super Bowl at their home stadium next month. It's at their home stadium.
Crazy.
2 years in a row.
Yep.
It's at a home stadium. Yep. Unbelievable. How is that even possible? It's never happened in the history of the NFL until last year.
So I was talking.
And now it's twice in a row.
I was talking to someone. God, I can't remember who. Anyway, talking about, you know, the Bears moving stadiums. And for me originally, I was like, God, why would you leave Soldier Field? It's right downtown. It's an awesome spot. Talking about moving out to the suburbs, building this new one. Well, it makes sense because they're trying to get it so the Super Bowl can be played at the Dome. Because you can't do that at Soldier Field. No way to do it. You can't.
It's open. It's too cold. Nobody wants to play in that.
Which is interesting, which I would like to see it more like over here, like somewhere in a cold area. I mean, it's going to be in a dome either way. But, but yeah, Rams... home field advantage in the Super Bowl.
So what did you think of the game? How'd you feel about it?
Well, first of all, I am so excited that and happy, elated, whatever you want to say, that the 49ers lost. Now, look, it's not because...
Come on.
A little bit because they beat the Packers. Obviously, that sucks. Would we have beat the Rams? Mm-hmm. It's hard to say. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, no one can say that.
Because Jimmy got you, and you don't want Jimmy to get
Jimmy,
anybody else.
And look, I realize I am an out-of-shape, middle-aged radio DJ. Okay, I understand it. But Jimmy Garoppolo... has no place starting for an NFL team. It's unbelievable. Here's
So yesterday I was like watching this game in awe, like laughing half the time because I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. Dude, they're leading. They're winning the game. Come on.
Dude, he just throws the ball up.
Here's what's unbelievable about this situation. And hear me out. You got Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, phenomenal QBs, dude, to going up and losing and just barely losing and playing phenomenally, right? And then you just got this guy who comes in and you watch, you know, you're like, all right, he's not the greatest quarterback. He's not the greatest thrower of the ball. He's in the championship game here.
Again.
No way, right? Now he's winning. He's winning the game. Dude, I can't believe it. But there's something with Garoppolo. Here's what it is. Here's what he's good at. Somehow making the other team play bad, terrible.
Maybe what it is the other team is like, how are we losing to Garoppolo? They get it in their head. Now they're working against themselves. I mean, it's
you know, like Superman when he comes around that kryptonite?
Yeah, yeah.
He just kind of gets real like weak. Doesn't know, you know, what is it? My body is weird. He's got something in his pocket or something, dude.
You know what it is? I think it's because this is my take on Jimmy Garoppolo and why he's – because obviously he's got enough skill to make it to the NFL, okay? And sometimes we see people make it to the NFL and it's like, okay, it didn't work out. Still talented players. I think Jimmy would be a great backup. You know, you throw him in there, you let him do play calls
great
from the
backup.
Side. But what it is that he's a good-looking guy. And I think he has been able to just get opportunities because he's good-looking.
Here's what you do. As a defensive corner, don't look him in the eyes, guys. Don't look him in the eyes.
No, and then even growing up, he was the good-looking kid that even though he wasn't that good at quarterback.
Keep your head down. Just look at his knees.
He kept getting opportunities to play because he was the good-looking kid. right? They're like, all right, he's a good looking one. He's going to be the quarterback. And he's like, all right,
don't
guys.
Put you in a trance. Don't look him in the eyes. Dude, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe yes, I was for sure.
I mean, like,
I'm like, this game is going to be a blowout, dude.
That last pick, what was he doing? Like, he's getting brought down by Von Miller, and he's just like, I'm just going to chuck it. I'm just going to chuck it.
Just throw it from my chest.
And do you know why? What happens then is that he's surrounded by amazing people that they'll catch it and then run it for 80 yards. It's unbelievable. You know, I'm happy because I don't think.
Here's the thing. I wasn't surprised at the end of the game what happened when he did that.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. I wouldn't have been surprised if he went 90-some yards and put it in the end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy is so weird. It's insane that they made it that far. But you know what? Hey, congrats to the Rams. Stafford, I don't know how you feel about Stafford. He was a lot, you know, but.
Or the Bengals.
Yeah, I know. No, we're talking about the Niners.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I was looking at pictures of Garoppolo and I got distracted.
Yeah, don't look him in the eye.
But yeah, no, I think the right teams won yesterday, and I just, dang, again, as a out of shape, middle-aged radio DJ, I get it. I have no room to talk, but I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right. Hey, enough on Garoppolo.
All right, good.
We got to praise Stafford, man, because Stafford is our boy. He's from Detroit. He deserved this win, dude. Everybody, there's a lot of people out there. I haven't told you. He's the greatest quarterback. Hey.
But
I never said Stafford wasn't great. I knew he was on a team that wasn't really backing
up. Shouldn't Detroit be really, like, now fans be upset with their team? Because this is Stafford's 13th season, all right? He played 12 in Detroit, never won a playoff game. Didn't even make it to the playoffs.
He had Megatron. Dude, you know what another weird stat is? Sean McVay, yesterday the coach, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Beat out Megatron at Louisiana for, what, state something? It's weird to think that the coach of the Rams yesterday beat out Megatron.
Well, yeah, he's only 36
in college.
Man. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Anyway, congratulations, Matt Stafford.
I'm
the Los Angeles Rams, dude. You guys are looking good. And, hey, Super Bowl time, baby. Here we go. Now, let's get on to the next game. Bengals beating the Chiefs 27-24 in overtime. Evan McPherson kicked a 31-yard field goal overtime. Joe Burrow kept his cool.
Joe Cool, dude. He is Joe Cool Burrow. How a guy at, what, 24 years of age can look that poised in that big of a game in the pocket?
Before I get anywhere, I want you to say it.
What?
Hunter, you were right.
I never said you were wrong in this. What do you want? You said the Bengals.
Just say, yeah, I just want somebody to say, I want to hear it.
I will never. I will. I don't.
Hunter, you were right. You were right when you said the Bengals are going to the Super Bowl.
Crazy.
I chose the Bengals, bro, before any of these games ever happened. Who does that? Who chose the Bengals? Anybody else? Anybody?
Only people in Cincinnati, I think, probably. That's got to be it, man.
The folk from Cincinnati. That is it.
You, Boomer Esiason, and the city of Cincinnati. That's pretty much it. Yeah, yeah.
You know why? Because I looked at Joe Burrow, and I was like, dude, this dude sits in the pocket differently than anybody else. He is so – nobody is supposed to be that poised in the pocket that young. How? How is he that poised? Dude. He's great.
Yeah.
He's more than great. When the boys retire, and I'm talking about like Rodgers and Brady and you know whoever's left that from that era, it's him, dude. I'm telling you, Joe Burrow. He's the next guy. He's that guy. Better get his jersey now. Get that jersey now. Dude, Joe Burrow is the real deal.
Looks good.
Beat out Mahomes yesterday, straight up. Hey, you know what? Mahomes got the coin flip as soon as that happened. I'm like, no, no. You're going to do it again from a coin flip.
I thought for sure.
Not this time.
Nope. Not this time. Well, the whole team played great. I mean, you got to look at Cincinnati, who doesn't have a strong offensive line. Their defense is solid, but nothing that you would say is like power players in it.
Here's the thing. I have nothing against Mahomes. I have nothing against Kansas City. I think they're a great team. You know, I do have one thing against somebody on that team. There's only one person on it is Tyreek Hill and the peace sign.
Yeah.
He does the peace sign too much to people, and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Stop that. You're a professional. Anyway, beyond that, I like the Chiefs. They're a great team. I like the way they carry themselves. I don't like how Mahomes drops back and sits there for 10 seconds and runs around until somebody gets open and then throws the ball. It's like, to me, that's like flag football.
Yeah.
Like, we get it. Nobody can catch you. All right, we get it.
Yeah.
I loved it when they spied him that one time, and he was running around there for 10 seconds. Finally, the spy was like, all right, no, enough
of this,
dude.
Kind of near at the end there, yeah.
And fumbled the ball when he did it. Yeah.
Yep.
That's what happens.
The Chiefs are riding high,
and I think
they still will ride high even after this. But that's a tough loss against the Bucks
in
the Super Bowl, and a tough loss here.
This is gonna be a back and forth for like 10 years.
Yeah,
as long as these QBs stay in their spot.
Yep,
it's gonna be crazy. And you, dude, add Josh Allen, add the net, dude. NFL's gonna be awesome.
Mayfield, he's awesome. In there. Baker Mayfield's in there. Dude.
Shut up. Baker Mayfield's not gonna be. He's not playing even next year, dude. But dude, here we go. Bengals.
Look, I think
and Rams in the Super Bowl.
I think a lot of people are excited. This is something new. For the first time in 5 years, it's not Brady or Mahomes. It's actually completely a separate teams that are going to be in there. I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. I'm excited. We got a lot to talk about with that coming. We need to take a break here, Hunter. I hate to cut you off because there has been so much talk, not just about the games, but also about off the field and one Sir Tom Brady that's going on as well. So can we talk about that next hour?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Well, good morning. It's 7:23, Brock Hunter. Helps if I turn your mic on.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We got it. I was just singing your praises, Hunter. Don't worry. I was like, oh, he's so great. He's awesome. He's great job of sports. Here we go.
Sure you were. Let's get to sports.
Sports time. Here we go.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you are ready to celebrate your team's win or be sad and sit in a room alone for your team's loss, at least you got something delicious to drink. All right.
Hey, you know what? Somebody's got to be sad. Not everybody can be happy,
especially in
sports, you know? That's what happens. Anyway, hey, you want to talk about Tom. So let's talk about Tom first, and then we'll get to the games from this past weekend. Do you have anything?
Well, it's just I wanted to get your sorry. I was eating my eggs, made delicious egg muffin.
Hey, we're doing a radio show, you know.
See, says the guy who eats every morning show. I had some bowl of cereal at around 8:30 every morning. Like I'm gonna have a bowl of cereal. There's been so much talk about Tom Brady, and it's kind of crazy to me because, I mean, he's what, a week after a loss. Everyone's like, "That's it, he's done." Everyone's speculating. I don't want to speculate. But what are you thinking, man?
I thinking?
Yeah.
I think Tom Brady is extremely, extremely good by manipulating the media and kind of molding it the way he wants.
I just don't
see
him.
It's crazy that people think it's true without him saying it from his mouth. You know this has happened in the past, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy's getting old. You know, this happens like every year, every time, you know. In my opinion, this is what I think is happening. I think he's creating a buzz to create another super team. He's trying to get it to where he can have some leverage to get some more players. And if you create a buzz around yourself, people want to play for you for some reason. And, dude, the guy still has it.
That's what I mean. That's what's so nuts to me is like – just discussing Tom Brady, he had an MVP level season this year.
Right.
Again, he was in the running for the league MVP at 44 years of age. So it's like, it's weird to me that out of nowhere, getting almost to the Super Bowl again, that all of a sudden it'd be like, oh, he's done. It's not like it was a hard defeat or that he got beat up or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, don't believe anything Adam Schefter. Just because Adam Schefter says something
that
doesn't mean it's true.
That guy causes more issues with his reporting.
You should think like, oh, it's from Adam Schefter?
Yeah.
Why is this even a thing? So until it comes from Tom's mouth, guys, don't speculate.
It's just all over Facebook. So many people I know.
Obviously, I don't want him to retire. You can hear it in my voice.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That's just,
it's just, I almost, I think... It's coming from Tom, though. I think he's doing something to manipulate it somehow to get it to be in his favor again, somehow, some way. I don't know.
Well, but I just wanted to get your take. I'm sure we'll
and
have
another
more.
Another thing, too, is like that Saturday that came out, like that's all you heard about was Tom Brady retiring all over Facebook. Like, hey, what about Joe Burrow? What about Matt Stafford?
Yeah.
Who played years for the Lions and is finally going to the Super Bowl.
Finally.
I mean, I guess we didn't know that on Saturday, but you know what I'm saying. It's like, yeah. Come on, guys. Like, let's move on. It's more important things being in sports right now. So, and which we're going to do in this report. So, the game's over the weekend, man. What? Incredible.
Great football.
Should we just start? Let's do it in order. The Niners and the Rams. The Rams beat the Niners 20-17. Rallied from a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter to secure a spot in the Super Bowl, Brock, at their home stadium, which is crazy. 2 years in a row, somebody playing at their home stadium for the Super Bowl. It's a thrilling 20-7 victory over the Niners, which, dude, how is Garoppolo? Dude, he almost did it again.
I don't want to talk about it. The fact that
how? There's so many great quarterbacks, dude. There's been so many great games to where these quarterbacks have played flawlessly.
Yeah.
Flawlessly. And barely.
Yeah.
Barely squeak by and win. Dude, you got Garoppolo like, dude, sometimes he drops back and, like, it comes out of his hand. It's like end over end.
I don't think he knows.
There's times where he drops back and he rips it, though.
I don't think he reads the playbook. I honestly don't. I think he just goes out there and throws the ball.
Here's what it is. We talked about it last hour. The defense, if you're a defensive coordinator playing Garoppolo, you tell him don't look him in the eyes.
Yeah,
there's something. You look that guy in the eyes and it's like you're getting a trance or something and you don't want to tackle him. I don't know what it is with Garoppolo.
He's a handsome guy, and I think he's gotten this far on his looks. I really do. I think it's like, you know.
If there was a Madden stat that said making the other team play terrible, Garoppolo would have 100% in that category.
Dude, 110.
The 110%. The greatest quarterback at making other teams play like trash.
Yeah. Yep.
But, dude, the Rams, they beat the Kryptonite, man. Matthew Stafford, bro, going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I love it. I love everything about it. Matthew Stafford's a special guy, man.
I'm so happy for him. I am. Even as a Packers fan, like and playing Stafford for all the years.
To the sidearm. I love he was the original throw over the sidearm.
And I think Detroit really needs to look at themselves, okay? Because a year after leaving the team, literally, I'm leaving Detroit. I'm going to a different team. Now I'm in the Super Bowl. What were you doing, Detroit? What were you doing for the 12 seasons you had? Obviously, Super Bowl caliber quarterback.
You know, here's why he's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. And this is kind of how I judge QBs sometimes too. If Matthew Stafford gets the ball last, typically he wins.
Yeah.
Well, typically he gets the ball to the end zone. It depends on if the guy catches. I'm talking about his entire career in Detroit, but he gets it there. He's a finisher, dude, and that is Super Bowl caliber quarterback right there.
Yeah.
The boy can finish. So there you go. Congratulations, Matthew Stafford.
Nice to
Moving on. The next game, dude, this was nuts. This was absolutely nuts. The Bengals beating the Chiefs 27-24 in overtime. First off, I must say, I like Mahomes. I love the Chiefs. I like the way they play. I like the way they carry themselves. Not a big fan of Tyreek Hill. I don't like the peace sign stuff he does. Pisses me off, actually. But beyond that, I'm a fan. I do like the Chiefs. But I'm just kind of sick and tired of him seeing him in the Super Bowl. I know people say that about Tom and blah, blah, blah. I get it. But I was just happy for the Bengals yesterday, man. Joe Burrow sitting back in the pocket.
He just looks
poised.
It was a great game. And for them to come back like they did, you know, and just be, I mean, to take on the Chiefs like that, undeniable force in the NFL.
As soon as they won the coin flip for
overtime. I thought that was it.
It's going to happen again.
Yep.
The first thing I thought about, I was like, God, we're going to be talking about this coin flip situation for the next
15
months.
I will say, I'm glad that it worked out the way it did. The only silver lining I could have seen by the coin toss going to the Chiefs and the Chiefs scoring would deep, maybe then it would force the hand of the NFL because you know people would lose their minds.
Right.
People
would lose. Absolutely.
They're going to the Super Bowl after two coin tosses.
Ridiculous.
And maybe that would cause a switch in it. Maybe now it won't. I don't know.
Not this time, though.
No, not this time.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, I just didn't want to see. I don't know. I have nothing against the Chiefs, but I just wanted to see it. Burrow. I called it, Brock.
Yeah.
Before the playoffs, I said the Bengals are going to the Super Bowl. And who's going?
The Bengals. You did good, buddy. You did real
good. Thank you. Pat me on the back. Give me
that.
Right there.
Yeah.
Scratch, man.
You're an idiot.
All right.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all we got.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.